This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Founding Fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, I mean, it's literally, if you've already got your gun, you got your magazines to go with it, and you have your ammo, you can find everything else at tacticalholsters.com. Coming from the New York Times, we get this. Yesterday, their editorial board suggested it is a bizarre premise to push campus carry on the grounds that allowing law-abiding students to shoot back will make them safer. A bizarre premise. They were particularly bothered by Arkansas and Georgia, both of which legalized campus carry earlier this year, bringing the total number of campus states to 11. The New York Times erroneously said 10, but there are actually 11. Arkansas, Colorado, Utah, Georgia, Idaho, Mississippi, Wisconsin, Oregon, Texas, Kansas, and Ohio. Now, the one thing that the editorial board does not look at is that all of these states have big cities, all of these states have college campuses, and none of these states have any of these gun-toting permitted young people shooting the place up. There is no gunfighting resulting as from a nerd's discussion on quantum physics. There is no, you know, no gunplay happening at the pep rallies. There's no, none of that's happening. The New York Times claims that the issue of campus carry is being fought in state houses as the gun lobby presses to arm far more citizens in far more places, regardless of the risks. Besides being untrue, this claim misses the essence of what is actually happening with the campus carry movement, and it completely omits what the gun control lobby is doing to keep students, professors, and school staff vulnerable at all times. For starters, the essence of campus carry is that the students who would carry on campus are already armed. They have concealed carry permits. They simply want to bring their guns with them to campus the way they take their guns with them to Walmart, McDonald's, church, and ExxonMobil gas station. Campus carry is based on the belief that a life worth defending at Walmart or the camp at the Baptist church is also worth defending on a university campus, which I fully agree. As for the gun control lobby, they're actively opposed to students and professors having such an ability to defend their lives or their dignity, and the New York Times does not even mention that. When Georgia was considering campus carry in 2016, it was the Moms Demand Action's Lindsay Donovan who said campus carry is not a common sense law. Instead, Donovan and the other moms wanted to continue the prohibition against concealed carry permit holders being armed on campus for self-defense. Don't you mothers have any children in college? Wouldn't you like for your children to be able to take care of themselves in college if it comes down to that? Virginia Tech, anyone? Anybody want to see that happen again? This year, when Georgia and Florida took up campus carry again, Every Town for Gun Safety, another Bloombergian-funded fixture in the gun control lobby, tweeted their opposition to law-abiding students being allowed to bring guns on campus for self-defense. Once again, I'm trying to figure out the point here. We cannot say these young people are criminals because they're not. We cannot say they're dangerous with their guns because they're not. We cannot say that they're going, they can get out there and say, well, there'll be blood in the streets, which is what they always say, but there isn't. And then they ignore stories like Amanda Collins, who's been on the show before. She is and was a concealed carry permit holder who was raped on the University of Nevada campus in 2007. She was unable to have her gun for self-defense because the campus was gun-free, just as the gun control lobby likes it. Then she was lectured by certain politicians saying, well, you know, statistics show you would have been killed with your own gun. Those aren't statistics, you dolt. Those are talking points, gun control talking points, none of which bear themselves. Look, if you're going to get out there and you pull a gun on a bad guy and he figures out you're not going to shoot him with it and he can take it from you, you may be in trouble, but if you pull a weapon on somebody and then you start perforating him, he will stop. Another thing that is interesting to note, just like this politician I'm referring to, who I think it was Hudak in Colorado, the New York Times editorial board claims federal research is on the gun control lobby side in the fight against campus carry, while at the same time they would tell you that it is such a crime that there is no federal research. Because the CDC is prohibited from becoming politicized. That's what it boils down to. So the research, quote unquote, research that they talk to, when you click on the federal research tab, they're taken to a gun control website where crime figures from 1999 are summarized to suggest students are safe enough without guns for self-defense. Yeah. One thing I learned in the military is that you can take a 17, 18-year-old kid and you can turn that kid into a gun handler. You can turn that kid into a competent person. First of all, a 17 or 18-year-old is a few years away from their physical prime. Maybe this kid in 12, let's say 30 is where you're hitting your big stride, and then unfortunately, everything begins to decline at that point. But hopefully I'm trying to prove myself wrong on that one. But at 18, the military in 8 weeks, one of the things they will teach this 18-year-old is how to handle the issue weapon of the U.S. military, which is the M4 M16 platform. It is not... Nobody's getting out there trying to prove that these people can't do it, unless there's teachers. For some reason, the gun controllers like to say, well, the teachers can't be this, and they can't do that, and they can't handle that. I happen to think they can do whatever they want, whatever they put their mind to it. Campus carry is something... It's too bad we can't take it down to... Of course, we can't take it down to the younger level where... You know, high school and below is able to carry guns, but we need to have that sort of armed presence in all schools, because that would really truly be for the children. That would really truly be for the children. So, that notwithstanding, that part, of course, gets left out too. So, here we have a group of people that belong, they're going to school somewhere. They have permits. They carry guns everywhere they go except to school. Nothing happens. They don't break the law. They're not committing any crimes. And yet everybody's out there saying that this is inherently dangerous. When it isn't, when you've got 11 states doing it, that's one-fifth of the nation, folks. That is something that we can say, well, we have some empirical evidence here, some empirical studies, time, surveys, whatever you want to call it, it's there. When we get back, we're going to look at the new Snowflake Bill of Rights, or what I think they want anyway. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Americans, well, a lot of Americans have become a wilting, withering mass of weak, needy crybabies who have departed far and away from the strength of back, intellect, and character of the founders of America, who created a system that none other has ever equaled. Rather than follow along this path that made us a strong, economically thriving, and prosperous nation, many Americans, especially millennials, pursue petty and paltry pleasures, as would a sloth and a glutton, and claim their slightest whim to be a right. Some things, like food and shelter, clothing, water, and health care, are critical to our lives. But they are not rights. Even if they were made rights, this would set in motion a confiscatory requirement to satisfy that right at the expense of others, much as America currently chafes against our current welfare system. Just as many of us witnessed the Tennessee's House Democrats release a collection of 50 bills called the People's Bill of Rights in February 2017, more and more Americans hear a clamor from their leftist countrymen of all rank and file for wants and desires to be provided through government funds and the taxpayers' dollars. Now, not only do many across the nation demand health care as a right, they also demand a $15 per hour minimum wage and free university educations, which I don't know why you would need an education if you're making $15 an hour to begin with. In March, Chris Enloe of The Blaze reported Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat, California, which stated on Twitter, health care is a right, not a privilege. Kurt Schlichter, editor for Town Hall, tweeted back, guns are in the Bill of Rights, but they aren't one, according to Democrats. The right to have one pay for health care is not in the Bill of Rights, but it is a right. In a study published by the Heritage Foundation, Robert Rector and Rachel Sheffield detail in the ranks of America's contemporary poor that 80% have air conditioning, 51% own a personal computer and can access the internet, and two-thirds have cable TV. A household receiving $50,000 in welfare benefits is still considered poor if its pre-welfare income falls below the poverty line, even though the members of the household are living in many respects better than the middle class of 1964. According to Rector and Sheffield, our government has spent $22 trillion U.S. taxpayer dollars fighting poverty since 1964 in President Johnson's Great Society. They also document a chart $1 trillion spent annually on 90 means-tested welfare programs. Over 100 years of Marxist propaganda, the kind found in President Woodrow Wilson's treatise entitled Constitutional Government in the United States, and Franklin Roosevelt's 1944's Second Bill of Rights, seems to have done its mischief well. Arguing for corrupting the Constitution, Wilson saw it as a vessel to further the progressive agenda, while FDR viewed it as a means to assure equality, economic security, and the pursuit of happiness. Wilson spoke of our rights as privilege, and FDR framed them as political rights. Our rights are God-given and natural, and they exist simultaneously among all of us. The right of free speech, religion, trial by jury, freedom from unreasonable search and seizure, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are inalienable rights. They're not privileges to be granted or rescinded, as some past presidents, Obama included, have interpreted them. And in the pursuit of true individual freedom through economic security, Roosevelt and Obama offered the antithesis of the right to one's own private property. A true right causes no obligation on somebody else. Your right to free speech, religious liberty, self-defense, assembly, that imposes no obligation on anyone else except to allow each other to use those rights without interference. Ayn Rand wrote in 1961, If some men are entitled by right to the product of the work of others, it means that others are deprived of rights and condemned to slave labor. Even if some of us are willing to accept that theft of our labor and their wealth to fund health care, we already know that the government is not a trustworthy guardian of this responsibility. They can't handle it. What did America receive under Obamacare besides $2 trillion more debt, the loss of doctors, a rise in premiums, a massive tax, a welfare law that contains 20 new taxes, and a huge expansion of Medicaid? And the Republican plan is not much better than this. But in the meantime, Americans rename privilege and benefits their right while ignoring their own misguided lifestyle and their poor choices. Too many Americans spend more than they save, and too many prefer the government security blanket over the pride of one's own independence. Some bemoan the public corruption in our country's suffering and the associated moral and constitutional crisis. However, the country on the whole has failed to promote the values that would have prevented all of that. Corrupt leaders continue to advocate and implement measures that negatively impact businesses and families and also limit individual liberty and true free market capitalism. So, when government guarantees equality and economic security, it suppresses creativity, ingenuity, and reward systems that enable people and nations to grow and prosper. We have forgotten history. We have become the needy crybabies who have departed far away from everything. This will not end well for us. People who are independent and free, they are the facilitators who fuel innovation, and they support free thinkers, and they encourage people worldwide to become who they choose to be, not who the state demands they must be. We have to go back to that thought process to avoid self-induced destruction. We have to. No doubt about it. Snowflakes, I'm sorry. Nothing for you today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code .com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
G-Code is... One thing they do is they continue to evolve. The way... I mean, they went from stationary Kydex to Kydex that moved... to Kydex that's multi, it has a multi-texture to it. It's different. So, bear that in mind. They continue to evolve at G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, there's no question that last year's election represented a significant victory for supporters of the Second Amendment and a defeat for those who wanted to limit our constitutional freedoms. The American people maintained pro-gun majorities in both the House and Senate, elected a new president who believes in our God-given right to bear arms, and paved the way to protecting our freedoms before the Supreme Court. That didn't really change much, though. We exist in a temporary reprieve, a temporary set of circumstances, which we put in place, but is destined to go back the other way. It is destined to go back the other way because too many people out there are looking for immediate change, and that's not even possible in this country. We're reminded that there are still some in this country who believe the Second Amendment is for sale. So despite these victories, it is more important than ever for the gun rights community to stand together. Bloomberg spent tens of millions of dollars in the 2016 election, and he decided to announce he's going to spend at least another $25 million in the 2018 election cycle. He has said that this influx of cash will be spent to prop up anti-gun candidates and attack those who stand up for the Second Amendment. This leftist billionaire and his rich friends are clearly undeterred by the repudiation of their agenda by voters last year, and they're going to continue to fund the fight against our freedoms. The good news is that Americans with concealed carry permits are among the most engaged of citizens who put a premium on protecting themselves and their families and their communities. This is a group of very diligent people. And the country at large should really be grateful for these people, not for targeting for the erosion of their right to self-defense. This is also a demographic that has jumped through the bureaucratic hoops in order to comply with the laws in their state to obtain a permit to carry their personal firearm with them in public. Now, fortunately, lawmakers in Congress are moving to streamline concealed carry permit requirements at the federal level and make national reciprocity a reality. The problem now is that we exist in this patchwork of laws. And it's like each one of these individual states are actually individual countries when you cross their borders. What is legal in Pennsylvania is not legal in New Jersey, for example. What is legal in Texas is not legal in New York. This inconsistency is bad, and it causes unnecessary confusion for gun owners and, in some cases, incarceration. So Senator John Cornyn and Representative Richard Hudson have introduced legislation that would allow concealed carry permits to be nationally recognized, giving gun owners the freedom to travel wherever they please without fear of being on the wrong side of the law. That is a really common sense way of looking at it. We're doing all of this stuff to try to comply with the law. Why would we want to get on the wrong side of the law just by crossing some line on some map? This would allow anyone with a valid concealed carry permit to move freely from state to state without fear of being thrown into jail because their home state's permits aren't recognized elsewhere. And even though the 2018 elections are still far away, Bloomberg and others who oppose the Second Amendment are determined to block those efforts and roll back our freedoms. Rights expressly written in the Constitution and granted by our Creator cannot be bought. Now, there's between 14.5 and 16 million people who hold concealed carry permits, and we all vote. Spending $25 million to try to put anti-gun candidates into office is the same old political theater that everyday Americans are getting very tired of watching. We've seen the show before. The reruns are boring. And the voters will see this effort for what it truly is, efforts by the wealthy trying to make their personal opinion into public policy. At the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they are looking at things. Second Call Defense is looking at things. Citizens, the VCD, I can't remember what it is. There's so many of these organizations out there that back you up as far as, I don't know, you carrying a gun. Now they're trying to educate you as to what to watch out for. I think that's really good. I think that's really much better than I could have hoped for it to be. Here's the other thing that doesn't ever get asked when these guys roll into town. Laura Carno has asked it, though. She got out there and said, what is this guy from New York doing here in Colorado? Why does he care? What's his deal? This is, aren't we the same nation who are out there being told that the Russians, who didn't actually collude with anybody, and Trump, who didn't actually collude with anybody, colluded with somebody, even though collusion is simply a term and it's not actually illegal. But somehow, if we say it often enough, it'll become illegal. You know, aren't we the same ones who are supposed to be concerned about that while it's perfectly okay from out-of-state people to roll into a state and try to spread their state's laws to another state? Is that federalism? Am I missing something here? I don't think I am, but it is, certainly seems like I am sometimes. This is one of these moments where, I don't know. I don't know what we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do or how we're supposed to look at it. I know how I look at it. I mean, these out-of-towners come. This is carpetbagging. This is the same old thing that we saw during the Civil War. This is people coming in to take advantage of people in another state. They think they're, you know, and they have an ulterior motive and agenda, no doubt about it. So we should not give in to that at all. Not even a little bit. I certainly don't want to see that. But that's what he's going to try to do. That's what he's trying to do in Colorado. That's what he tried to do in Nevada. That's what he tried to do in Delaware. He's coming soon to a state near you. That's what he did with Washington State. That's what he tried to do with Oregon. He's coming. Bloomberg is coming. He's got the money to spend. He's a billionaire. I mean, to understand that $25 million, which you and I would look at and say, I am set for the rest of my life and I can handle my family stuff and everything else. For him, that's nothing. That's payroll. That's nothing. We got to fight this. We will fight this. When we get back, there she is, Miss America. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply. When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Lifetime grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. The new Miss USA, Kara McCullough, is finishing off President Trump's process of turning around everything everyone thought was true and popping the leftist heads as they go along. Ms. McCullough, who is stunning to look at, now lives in Washington, D.C. and works as a physical scientist for the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission when she isn't winning beauty contests. Last year, she was Miss Washington, D.C. Sunday night, she was crowned Miss USA, and that's the contest formerly owned by now President Donald Trump. He sold it in 2015. Brains and beauty, which she uses. She graduated from South Carolina State University with a degree in chemistry and concentration in radiochemistry. She is a member of South Carolina State's Honors College, the American Chemical Society, the Health Physics Society, the American Association of Blacks in Engineering, and the American Nuclear Society. During her time at SC State, she was also inducted into the Alpha Nu Sigma Honor Society, the Golden Key International Honor Society, and the National Society of Black Engineers. Yes, she is a black female scientist. So, therefore, despite their usual contempt for beauty pageants and the people who participate them, the left cheered for Ms. McCullough. For Sunday's pageant, she wore her naturally curly hair. Curly. And long. This pleased the leftists, including Bustle, a website for females that mixes beauty tips, women's healthcare news, and dealing with men, and inspiring, well, to them anyway, articles about women. When the new Miss USA is crowned, custom dictates that Miss USA from the prior year be the one to crown the new queen. McCullough was crowned by Miss USA 2016 to Shauna Barber. And for that magic moment, both of them wore their hair all in its natural glory. No straightener, no relaxer, just a beautiful, natural look. And we all agree that they were beautiful. But not for long. Because as is standard for these pageants, contestants are asked questions about current events. It's actually a cottage industry where they will get out there and they'll hire coaches to help them with these questions. Most respond with an airy feel-good nothing, you know, snowflake stuff. They want to win. They don't want to offend anybody. They want everybody to like everything they say. Not Ms. McCullough. When asked whether affordable health care is a right or a privilege, she didn't go all Jimmy Kimmel. She's a scientist and he's a late night host, but offered an interesting, unexpected answer. I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege. As a government employee, I am granted health care. And I see firsthand that, for one, to have health care, you need to have jobs. So, therefore, we need to continue to cultivate this environment that we're given the opportunity to have health care as well as jobs for all American citizens worldwide. The Bustle site was not pleased. They angrily scolded. Her response totally missed the mark when it comes to concerns about providing health care for Americans. Twitter went nuclear with the left denouncing her. Even though, you know, the lefties are supposed to be tolerant and open-minded of all opinions. The pageant audience, incidentally, applauded her answer. But like Billy Mays would say, wait, there's more. More mouth foaming, more mass meltdown, more from the stunning Ms. McCullough when she responded to a question about feminism. Proving that feminism and beauty contests do go together like love and marriage, she professionally replied, so as a woman scientist in the government, I'd like to maybe transpose the word feminism to equalism. I don't really want to consider myself. I try not to consider myself like this, like diehard, you know, like, oh, I don't really care about men. But one thing I'm going to say is that women, we're just as equal as men when it comes to opportunity in the workplace. And I say firsthand, I've witnessed the impact that women have in leadership and the medical sciences as well as in just the office environment. So as Miss USA, I would hope to promote that type of leadership responsibility globally to many women worldwide. Equalism. That sound that reminded you of a overripe melon falling from a high altitude was another leftist head as it popped. The remaining feminists cheering her on totally exploded as she demolished these so-called feminists who try to boast themselves by blaming others and wallowing in victimhood and making excuses and condemning men for all their troubles. More audience approval for the stunning Ms. McCullough. Despite or because of her answers, because the other contestants were equally quite attractive and all impressive, Kara McCullough won. And now she will be touring the country, expounding her views, delighting most audiences. But beyond them, more head explosions, more liberal mouth foaming, more lefty incoherence sure to come. First we had Trump, now we have Miss USA. This is getting sort of good. This is getting sort of good. Administrative note, Thursday night. Inexplicably, somebody wants me to be on a television show. I tried to explain to them I am a radio talk show host. And they want me to come on to talk about the Second Amendment. They have questions about the Second Amendment, concealed carry, and all that other stuff. So, for those of you who have ever heard of Jiggy Jaguar, which is, I'll get more information about this, but I've been on his show before. And what I know about most conservative talkers that will get out there and say, I support the Second Amendment. In what way? What? Why do you support the Second Amendment? In what way do you support the Second Amendment? Oh, well, I support the right to keep and bear arms, really. So I can carry a gun anywhere I want. Huh? So occasionally you have to go and step out amongst these people to lay facts up on them. And I will be laying a lot of facts upon them, and I will try to get some links and everything. And I will be sure and save my, I'll get a copy of my TV appearance and put it up. And put it up on the website or something. And maybe I can even get Genesis Communications to stick it up. I don't know. I'll have to contact George and see if he's feeling good about that kind of thing. But that's going to be Thursday. Because of the time, we discussed trying to do a simulcast, but a TV clock is not the same as a radio clock. So rather than that comedy of errors that we would be imposing upon ourselves, I simply said, okay, let's just do your thing, and then maybe I could take this and put it in my show. And we'll do something along those lines. It's certainly not going to sound like I do, because I will be having to, I don't know, it depends on how up on everything these guys are. I don't expect them to be really up on it, but we will see. We will see. So, that's coming up Thursday. Television. At least I don't have to get my hair cut. I shaved my head, so I'll just shave my head fresh that morning, too. And I look just as good as I do anytime, which is, that's why I'm on radio. Also, there's a new video up on YouTube if you're interested in that. Another Nighthawk video. I got a hold of some stuff, and I mean, I'm looking at the way these guns are put together, and it's astounding. It is simply astounding. Go look at the video. It's only 6 minutes long. It's at Lock and Load Radio 1 on YouTube, latest video that's up there. Posted it up today. I had fun making it, as I do with most of them, and get involved in that. We're coming up on hour number 3. When we get back, we're going to talk about an anti-jihad crusader who went to Iceland to speak, and while he was there, he was poisoned for his views against Islam. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.